VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Annie. You are listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, VoiceTubers. This is Annie. Welcome to today's Pronunciation Challenge. Today, we're going to talk about some myths about charging. Cell phones are a necessary item in modern people's lives. After all, who can live without our phones, right? Battery is an important part of our phones. As the battery ages, your phone runs out of battery more quickly than usual. It will be inconvenient for you because you need to find sockets to charge your phone all the time. Therefore, what can we do to extend our battery lifespan or at least try not to depreciate its life? Well, let's find out the answers in today's video. But first, let's get into today's sentence. Your phone is pretty smart, and its software recognizes when it reaches for a charge, so you can't technically overcharge your battery. 今天的句子有三个要注意的发音部分。第一个要注意的是 software 这个字。software 中 T 会弱化，所以可以选择轻轻的念出，或是直接省略哦。第二个要注意的发音部分是 technically 这个单字，这个单字中 ch 发 k 而不是发 ch 的音哦，而后面的 cally 的 ca 直接发作 k， 最后再念出 ly， ly， 整个单字念作 technically。最后一个要注意的发音部分是 battery 这个单字。battery 中 a 是发蝴蝶音 a 的音，而后面的 e 发的是 a 的音，整个单字念作 battery。 Well, let me read the sentence slowly one more time. Your phone is pretty smart, and its software recognizes when it reaches for a charge, so you can't technicallyOvercharge your battery. 今天要介绍的单字有三个。第一个是 recognize。recognize 为动词，意思是辨识、认出。英式英文的拼法跟美式有一点不太一样。英式英文拼作 recognize. For example,I barely recognized Sally. After all, we haven't met since we graduated from college. 我几乎认不出 Sally， 毕竟大学毕业之后我们就没有见过面了。不知道大家有没有认不出你应该认识的人，或是你认识的人认不出你的时候呢？像我就是大学的时候，我就把我头发剪短，然后在路上遇到高中或是国中的同学的时候，他们都会认不出我。所以如果大家有类似的情况，可以在下方留言让我知道哦。今天的第二个单字是 charge。 charge 做名词的时候意思是储电量，所以句子中的 full charge 就是指充满电。Charge 也可以做动词，意思是充电。例如 charge the phone， 意思是充手机的电。而句子中的 overcharge 为动词，以 over 开头的字有过度或是超过的意思，所以 overcharge 的意思是过度充电。For example,As soon as he arrives home, the first thing he does is charging his phone. 他到家做的第一件事就是充手机的电。不知道大家回家做的第一件事情是什么呢？像我目前就是洗手， 大家一定要多洗手才可以远离病毒哦。今天最后一个单字是 battery。battery 为名词，意思是电池。例如 rechargeable battery 意思是充电电池。在英式用法中常会说 the battery is flat， 意思是没电了。那么在美式用法则会说 the battery is dead， 来表示同样的意思哦。For example, you need to replace the old batteries in the clock, or it won't work. 你需要再把时钟里的旧电池换掉，否则它不会运转。Alright, that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. Today's video is about charging your phone. What is your charging habit? Do you think charge overnight will make your battery age faster?Share your idea with us by leaving comments below. And don't forget to practice and record today's sentence. See you next time!